Good evening, everyone. Today is the 21st of August, Friday evening. It's about 6:04 in the evening, and you've joined us for the predestination update. I remember when I was, probably about 55 or something, I was over at my dad's house, and we were having a biblical discussion, and my dad said to me, "There's one word that you need to always remember." And he said, "I'll just ask you, how would you describe God?" And as I recall, I said, "Well, I would describe God by describing his attributes, like he's omniscient, he's omnipresent, he's omnipotent, and so on. He's holy, he's just, he's perfect, and so on." And my dad said, "I've got one word that will describe God, and no one can come against it." I said, "Well, what is it?" He said, "It's absolute." The word absolute. I would encourage you to look up that word. The word absolute means that God cannot be altered, he cannot be changed, he cannot be manipulated. He cannot be dependent on any of his creatures. He's independent of his creatures. He's absolute. Well, that's why I like the term absolute predestination of all things. Because God has foreordained all things that have come and will come to pass. Now, you might not like that. You might think that you're in charge of your own destiny. You may think that you can pick yourself up by your bootstraps. You might think that you can change God's mind and a lot of other things. But you're not God, and you're not absolute. God is. His decrees are final, and I've heard people make all kinds of statements. Well, what about the sundial? He changed the sundial. He rolled it back. You don't think that was predestinated by God before the foundation of the world, before creation? Yes, it was. What about miracles? People say, "Well, look at the prayer of Hezekiah." He prayed and God caused it to rain. Look at miracles. People prayed and God healed the lepers and the blind people and the deaf people. Remember what he said in regards to the lady at Samaria? He said, "I must needs go to Samaria." Any miracles that take place, any healings that take place, the parting of the Red Sea, the delivering Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace, the deliverance of Daniel from the lion's den, the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the picking of which donkey he should ride into Jerusalem when they threw the palm leaves out in front of him and said, "Hosanna, Hosanna to God in the highest." The absolute time of Christ's return, the time of Christ's ascension back to heaven, the time that you were born, the time that I was born, the color of hair that you have, even if you dyed it, even if you have green and purple hair, all of it was foreordained by God. You had a Big Mac today. Maybe I had a fish fillet. It was foreordained by God that you have a Big Mac and I have a fish fillet. What about the weather? Is God over the weather or is Harp over the weather? God is over all the works of His hands. That's what the Scripture says. He's over all the works of His hands. He has created all things by the word of His power. He has created all things, and by Him all things consist. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And God said, let us. God is absolute. He's perfect. He's holy. He's just. He's righteous. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He is perfect. And you cannot add to or subtract from His kingdom. It is a fixed kingdom. And the blood that He shed on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary was set for His people. The reason He came into this world was He came to save His people from their sins. Well, a lot of people don't want to hear this message about predestination of all things, absolute predestination of all things, the absolute nature of God. They want to make God a little puppet on a string. They want to make God the uncle in the sky with a white beard that gives them anything they want. They want to make Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, Samanuel, the long-haired Jesus. But this is not the God of the Bible. This is not the Jesus of the Bible. How many seconds are in a minute? How many minutes are in an hour? How many hours are in a day? How many days are in a month? How many months are in a year? How many years are in a decade? How many decades are in a century? And so on and so on. You say, well, what about the Gregorian calendar? What about this? What about that? What about it? What about it? History is His story. His story. There's a lot of fake history out there. God wrote history by the decree of His word, by the decree of His mouth. Let every word be established. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God is absolute. This should give the Christian great comfort to know that God is immutable. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He always will be. And when He says something, you can take it to the bank. When He says, I will never leave you or forsake you, you can take it to the bank. When He says, come unto me all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, you can take it to the bank. When He says, if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also, you can take it to the bank. When He says, come unto me, all ye who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, you can take it to the bank. So that's what I wanted to talk about on this broadcast tonight, the absolute predestination of all things and the fact that God is absolute. God bless you.